This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I can't believe they reported this, Lee.
What's that, Tara?
USA Today. Straight face. Quotes St. Kilmar's wife.
Mm-hmm.
The beaten.
Yes.
Which, you know. She probably deserved it, right? I mean, this is where the Democrats are, so we'll go with it. Do you know why he had to beat her? Are you ready for this? And with a straight face, USA Today reports this. He had trauma from his incarceration by ICE. He had been picked up by ICE before. He was traumatized by it, Lee. And that's why he beat her, because of the trauma. He's suffered here greatly. And if only ICE had allowed him to roam free and drive as many illegals as he would like from Texas to Maryland and South Carolina, this wouldn't have happened and he wouldn't have had to beat her. She explains to USA Today. And they actually print this. This is another level of sick we've really not really, but it's new low. And there's no words for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just no words for it. This woman is sick. She's part of a sick cycle, and they are using her. Listen to the quote, USA Today. Jennifer Vasquez, Sura, his wife. Neither of us were in a good place at that time. My husband was traumatized from the time he spent in ICE detention. And we were in the throes of COVID, like many couples. We were caring for our children with barely enough to get by. All of those factors contributed to the actions which caused me to seek the protective order. So obviously the Democrat Party's been coaching her.
Yeah.
And I don't know what genius came up with this. Had to be a dude, though. Had to be a guy.
Okay.
Did David Hogg come up with it?
Yeah.
If only ICE had not incarcerated, if they'd only let him run free like the FBI did when they demanded the Tennessee Highway Patrol release him when he was caught in the midst of human trafficking and they noted he was on the Interpol gang watch list. For somebody, anybody called up Interpol, by the way, and asked why they think St. Kilmar's in a gang? Or has nobody done that? It's only Trump who's confused. Nobody else is confused. Just a Maryland dad, eh? Anyway, this poor woman. I gotta tell you, you know, by leaving him in El Salvador, he may be saving her life. At the rate we're going here, take a listen to this. This is what she had to endure because ICE incarcerated him and, you know, he was traumatized and had to beat her. And thank God my husband's never been locked up, Lee. He might have to beat me. And I guess the Democrats' new position is you should be okay with that. Here's Kilmar, St. Kilmar's wife over the weekend.
I came to fill out a protective order. I think it was in December. But I didn't show up to the court because his family, like, washed my brain telling me that his dad was sick and not to do it. So I didn't do anything. But after that, it was, like, I would call the police. I have a lot of police reports. And I kept trying to get to the door basement to try to open the door. And then, like, he pushed me. So then when I was able to go outside to get a phone, I called 911 from a disconnected phone. Now, they took a long time to get to the house. It was probably, like, 20, 30 minutes. So I saw a neighbor walking his dog, and I opened the door, and I was like, help. And then when he heard me, like, he grabbed me from my hair, and then he slapped me. And then the neighbor, like, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to react. I have pictures of the evidence, like, all the bruises, because it's not, even on Wednesday, he hit me, like, around, like, 3 in the morning. He would just wake up and, like, hit me. And then last Saturday for my daughter's birthday party, before I went to my daughter's birthday party, he slapped me 3 times. And then last week I did call the police. My sister called the police because he hit me in front of my sister.
So that audio came out this weekend, Lee.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure all over the country, just, you know, illegal immigrant men are just, you know, snapping because ICE is picking people up and beating their women. And there's really, we can't blame them for that. I'm sorry. How has the Democrat Party gone from every woman should be believed?
Right.
To this mess? To the point they've made such a mess of this, USA Today is blaming the fact that he beat her on ICE detention. Well, how about this? Let's try this one, Lee. Let's just do the logical thing here. Okay, if ICE had kept him in detention, could he beat her?
Probably not, no.
No, no, he couldn't. Well, there's our solution.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to hear from the ladies listening this morning. The Democrat Party has gone from every woman should be believed and action should be taken to, look, if ICE picks him up, he's going to beat you. And you got to deal with that. Because he brings us Democrats, our future vote. I mean, because it's, you know, it's probably her fault too, you know? And definitely ICE's fault. Lee, when I was a reporter, I used to stand in line a couple of times a week getting police reports, and we'd just go through them to look for interesting things to write about. And the line was often long when you went down to the police precinct. This was before everything was digitized. And a lot of the people on the lines, you're standing there, you're getting conversations with them, they're women. And they're in some part or phase of their case, which usually involves a restraining order, police report for the restraining order. There's a lot of jurisdictional court stuff going on with all of that. And then you end up talking to them. And they'll be in a lot of times, Lee, they're on their second and third restraining order with this guy. And or violations of the restraining order. And you start talking to them and they will tell you with a straight face, it's a disease they have. It really is. It's a psychological disease. They will tell you. They're somewhere in between really mad at him for beating them up and they've still got the bruises. You could see they're still fading to, well, he was having a hard time back then. I mean, he just lost his job. His boss wasn't nice. His mother died. I mean, I heard it all. So much so that I wrote a whole series on it. This, the cycle of it. That she would go from the police report to this restraining order to moving back in with him to, you know, then he beats her and then it starts all over again. This woman is publicly going through that cycle. And the Democrats are enabling him. I never thought I'd see a thing like this. What year is this? 2025? Or 1925? Well, you know, every once in a while, you got to beat her. I mean, she's not grateful. What the heck? And this is on the heels of, do you remember Associated Press? That the solution after the Lake and Riley murder was that women were going to have to learn that if they want to jog, they've got to do it in groups.
Yeah.
With the implication being, look, if you go out by yourself, I mean, you're wearing those shorts, they're kind of short, you know?
Talk about blaming the victim.
Yeah. Okay, you're a Democrat Party. But that woman right there, I mean, like, just listen to her. The whole family gangs up on her, pressures her. This is a guy who we learned last week told her, I can kill you and get away with it. Why would he think that? Well, when the FBI personally tells the Highway Patrol of Tennessee to let him go, they order the highway patrol to let him go, even though he's on the Interpol watch list and he's in the act of human trafficking? Why wouldn't he think he could kill her? Of course he thought he could. There's never been any consequences for him. Not when he beats her, not when he traffics human beings, not when he runs around the country, not when he gets caught as an illegal immigrant. It's probably why he beat her so much. He thought he could get away with it. Why? He's been emboldened by Democrat policies. And now they're blaming ICE for his actions. Okay, I'll go ahead and put this back, Lee, in the you just can't make this up file.
It's getting to be a big file.
It's a very big file.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Road rage incidents dramatically increasing, including in South Carolina. People don't know why. People are just losing it. Really started during COVID. We've seen dramatic increases in violence, killing. Over, you know, we used to just, you know, flip each other off. We'd be on our way. Nobody had to die. And he didn't have to clean the situation up with a hazmat suit. But this, folks, this is going viral. Oh, my gosh. 44-year-old Christina Solomedo, Pennsylvania woman. Somebody cut somebody else off. It was her and another woman. It's really unclear what they were upset about. But the other woman, she claims, started following her. That made her really, really mad. So what did she do? Resort to violence? Well, of a kind. Unleashed what appears to be explosive diarrhea on the hood of her car. She simply climbed up there. Dropped jaw, it was videoed by bystanders. If you want to see it, it's on my ex feed. Well, that's assault, among other things. You should see the front of the car. Just climbs right up there and, yeah. She was contrite, though, a little bit anyway, when police arrested her. The funniest thing about this whole thing, she's very proud of herself. That's the funniest thing. She's got a big smile on her face. She couldn't be prouder. She said, I wanted to punch her in the face, but I pooped on her car instead and went home. Oh, okay. Police have revealed that Solometto unleashed her poop cannon because she was called a fat rhymes with witch by the other driver. So clearly there was nothing else to be done, right? She explained to the police, according to legal documents obtained by TMZ, that it was clean poop. I don't even have to wipe. It's so clean. Ergo, this isn't really a big deal. Can I go home now? 44 years old. And the funniest thing, if you see the video, and it's mostly just police leading her away, she has the biggest smile on her face. She is so proud of herself. She doesn't worry that the whole world knows who she is. Now, she doesn't care. I wanted to punch her in the face, but I pooped on her car instead. Laughing, smiling, and clapping in handcuffs as she's led away. Doesn't care to hold things on camera. I just don't see this kind of thing happening in the 1980s. I mean, maybe it's just me. Anyway, this happened in Pennsylvania. They're now calling her the Delco Pooper. I got to see what the text line. Texter writes, need to bring back charm school for ladies. That the texter writes, she put the ass in assault. Sean from Liberty says he would sue her for emotional distress. I get it. I get it. And Texter writes, I was a delegate to the state GOP convention. In another unrelated article, sorry. I was a delegate to the state GOP convention this past weekend, and it's going to take a miracle to be rhino-free. Drew McKissick was overwhelmingly reelected to another term. Convention was a room full of dumb barking seals. The state Republican who was awarded Legislator of the Year had a 33 freedom score. Yeah, it sounds right for the course. Look, here's the problem, y'all. I mean, and I don't know if Trump knew what he was doing. I guess he didn't. He endorsed all these people. That's how they won. So I don't know. I mean, they're really Democrats. Trump's been at war with conservatives. I mean, you see that in Congress. He's in this state too. We're not going to get rid of these people for years. So, I mean, I don't know. Every one of them. I mean, you can't fight that. I didn't even bother to try in the last election. And people are like, hey, these guys are bad. Can you interview them? Why? They're all endorsed by Trump. What's the point? My theory is, and I've been trying to figure out how, what is it? My theory is that they must have made a financial contribution, the party or leadership or something in exchange for this slate of endorsements. It was very long and very awful. So yeah, no, I'm not surprised. Not surprised by any of it. And this is pretty much a purple state with people who claim to be Republicans leading us. I mean, that's sort of where we are. Texter writes, Tara, that was a crappy story. I know. Now the texter writes, this gives a whole new meaning to the Monday morning news dump. Another texter writes, how much do you bet the pooper is a Democrat? Oh, totally. No, you could say she's got those crazy eyes. I mean, crazy. Like a couple of clicks shy of demonically possessed crazy. Very proud of herself. I wanted to see if they'd found her husband yet. That's not the first thing I looked up when I came is, have they found her husband yet? I got to get a look at this guy. But no, apparently not. All right. Coming up on the show. Oh, this is awesome. What's going on? Folks, I've been waiting for the nullification. I've been waiting eagerly for it. On our side, I mean. Where we just tell these judges to pound sand. Now, there's a Democrat city years ago. That's what a sanctuary city is. It's nullification. They've been doing it since the 70s. But for some reason, for us, it's a problem if we nullify. If we just say, no, thanks for your advice, judge, but we're going to do this other thing over here. It's going on in Florida. And it's the most badass thing I've seen in, 48 hours. We'll have that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today, for the first time since March of 2020, the federal government will resume collecting defaulted student loan payments from millions of Americans. The Trump administration says it will collect the debt by withholding tax refunds, wages, and other government benefits. Over the past 5 years, student debt has grown to more than $1.6 trillion, and only a third of borrowers make regular payments. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. And now to Miami, the Coast Guard.
This is okay. So Trump's actually going to make people pay off their student loans instead of like you and I and plumbers and people who went to tech school and people who didn't go to school. We're supposed to pay their loans. Not anymore. Trump says pay up. That stat was incredible. Only a third of people regularly make payments on their loans. It's ridiculous. Bunch of deadbeats. I renovated my first house to pay off my loans because I was stuck living with my parents after college. I couldn't afford it. My loans were too high. It was a terrible trap. And I just signed, didn't think anything of it. And I got out and I got just hit with a ton of bricks. And I didn't even know how to drive a nail. I'd never done it. I would do anything to get my freedom back. And I did. I spent a year renovating that first house. Made $22,000. My husband and I, we were dated. I had met him and I was so busy with that house trying to get out from under debt. And I would tell him like, I don't have time to go out on dates. And he'd be like, okay, I'll come work on it with you. And that's what we did. That's how we dated. That first year that we were together, we were just working all the time on the house, trying to flip it. And he ended up getting out of, he had some credit card debt left over. I had student loan debt, and the amount worked out to just enough to pay off both our debt. We paid it off. And with the exception of like the house, we've been debt free ever since. But it was terrifying renovating that house. I didn't know what I was doing. Many times I thought I was going to end up in the red after I bought it, regretted it, ended up in tears. I did it. I pulled it off. But that's how desperate I was. And Left's like, you attend a liberal university. We'll pay for it. People out there driving nails will pay for it. No big deal. Ungrateful. And Trump just ended that. Good. Fantastic. Obama. Speaking of ungrateful. Do you see her podcast? He's bottomed out. This is the woman, according to polls, okay? has lived the life of Riley. This is a woman who admits she shouldn't have been able to get into Princeton, went anyway, complains about her time there. But her podcast is, this is a woman who, folks, if she said, I want to run for president, she'd have gone to the front of the pack and could have gone right back to the White House. Anything she wants is hers. And yet her podcast is tanking. Do you see this? Why is her podcast tanking? All she can talk about is her pain, her suffering.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's that.
Will they care?
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know, yeah. And we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like what we go through is.
What? just so she understand, her time in the White House, unparalleled suffering that was forced upon her. We were lucky that she was, you know, willing to serve at all. But, oh, the suffering.
I have believed in therapy my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're crazy.
You know, done couples therapy with my husband. What happened?
He's nuts, too.
That 8 years that we were in the White House. What did that do to me?
Yes.
Internally, my soul. We made it through. We got out alive. I hope we made the country proud. My girls, thank God, are whole. But what happened to me?
What happened to you? You landed a $65 million book deal as soon as you left the White House? You earned $225,000 per speech. I looked it up. Invested in luxury real estate. Got the Netflix deal, untold tens of millions for that one. And they just sold, folks, their vacation home that they paid $11 million for $39 million. This, folks... This was her in the latest episode of her podcast.
Many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered. You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat. You know, you're not paying for housing and the staff in it, but everything, even travel. If you're not traveling with the president, if your kids
wait, what is she talking about? Her time in the White House. When she left the White House, she and Barack, when they entered the White House, he had never made more than $14,000 a year. When they left, they were with $12 million and immediately got a $65 million book deal. Right? And this, she's whining on the podcast because she had to pay for her own meals and the daughter's travel while she's in the White House.
Many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered. You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat. You know, you're not paying for housing and the staff in it, but everything, even travel. If you're not traveling with the president, if your kids are coming on a Bright Star, which is the first lady's plane, we had to pay for their travel.
Okay. Again, just in recent weeks, according to the Wall Street Journal, they closed on the sale of the vacation home. Now, I know that she can't vacation anymore, and that's got to be very, very hard for her. But, you know, the $25 million plus she made on that deal probably helps a little. I mean, I know it doesn't, you know, I know about her pain as a Black woman and the suffering and all. But, yeah, somebody should ask her, is she proud of her country now or no?
And let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country. Because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this woman. And here's the thing. If she wants to be the next Democrat nominee, all she's got to do is put her name on a ballot. That's all she's got to do. She's in. They think she's one. I don't get it. But I hope she gets the help she needs. Or something. Texter writes, hey, Tira, Michelle Obama is the perfect example of a rich, whiny millionaire victim. By the way, can you imagine what the reaction would be from the media and honestly from other people if Melania said something like this? Oh, it would never. And if Melania complained that she had to pay for her meals when she lived at the White House, that she and Barron didn't fly for free, it would never. You know it's true. It would never end. Oh, the memes, they would mock her, but it's Michelle Obama, so we're all supposed to just, you know. Texter writes, didn't she have an arugula garden at the White House? That was free stuff, exclamation point. Another texter writes, the first lady has her own plane. She does. Texter writes, Tara, Karl Rove was on with Never Trump or Trey Gowdy and said Trump should bring the illegal alien home and do it correctly. Oh, yeah. No, I got it. Okay. Here's the Kate. Karl Rove is. I can't say that word on the air, can I? We'll lose the station license. Okay, let me try again. Karl Rove was the guy who recruited for the Bush administration, okay? And they recruited open borders candidates. And if you were willing to be an open borders candidate, you were willing to provide the amnesty vote when they needed it, then you'd get $400,000 to $500,000 in your Republican primary to defeat the actual conservative true American with. However, you would also understand that if you didn't if you didn't bend the knee to amnesty, open borders, whatever the Bushes and then the Obamas and Clintons wanted to do, then Karl Rove would spend the money on your opponent defeating you. That's why we have so many sleeper cells in Congress who do these awful things. They were recruited by Karl Rove. Karl Rove recruited for years. And he recruited, it's a great Politico article on this about 10 years ago. He recruited open borders candidates, why Congress was loaded with just these awful people who were open borders, not just for illegal immigrants, but also for trade. In other words, the trade would be exfiltrated. The illegals would be brought in to vote Democrat. That was what they did. So when you have, understand, Karl Rove is going to do whatever it takes to keep the illegals here. Folks, understand something else, okay? It has only been a year since Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush founded their joint charity to raise money to fly illegals into the country on private planes. That's who Karl Rove is. Okay? Trump is undoing his life's work, which is open borders and America's sovereignty. So yeah, he's a little miffed. You know what? That's a good thing. It means we're winning. If Democrats don't like federal law, they just nullify it, ignore it, do whatever they want. The official name for that is Sanctuary City. But they also go bat crap crazy on us. Should we even consider doing the same thing? Well, it's finally happening in Florida. Florida Attorney General just, the ACLU is in a panic, so is the left, because Trump has deputized all state law enforcement, even Fish and Wildlife, Highway Patrol, down there to act as immigration agents. He can do that. He's the president. And so they have started rounding up illegals. Normally it's not, you can't do it if you're, you know, state law enforcement. You don't have the jurisdiction to enforce federal law. The Democrats have sued for years to get that in place. So that's why when police officers, sheriff's deputies pull over an illegal, they got to let him go. Until now. When Trump and DeSantis came up with the brilliant idea, we'll deputize them all. And they did. Well, the left panicked because in the last week, they've rounded up 1,100. I mean, some of them scary. Murderers, rapists, you know, typical future Democrat voters. And a guy from Russia who's on Interpol's most wanted list. He's just illegal alien running around doing whatever they do. I don't know, crime probably. Well, we can't be whomped. Gang members, we can't be rounding them up. So a liberal federal judge has just ordered the Attorney General of the state of Florida, James Uthmeyer, to order all these law enforcement agencies to stop rounding up illegals, stop picking them up, let them go. Let them roam free. Let them rape children, women, kill people. You know the stuff they do. So, yes. In the hopes that one day they will be able to flip the state of Florida back to blue or at least purple. So the Attorney General for Florida is like, no, I'm not going to. But thank you, though. Thank you for your advice, Judge. In other words, this is one of these cases where they judge shopped and got a ruling. Because if the left's in a panic, I mean, if this catches on in Republican states, we may actually round up the 20 million Joe Biden let in. That's a problem for them. He says, the judge wants me to put my stamp of approval on an order prohibiting all state law enforcement from enforcing Florida's immigration laws when no law enforcement are party to the lawsuit, he said. In other words, this judge, this is one of these stupid half-page rulings. The judge says, you got to tell him to stop. How can you order the AG to tell him to stop? Doesn't make sense. So you know what he's doing? Nothing. He's not doing it. Now, the judge has said she could find him in contempt. What would that mean? Potentially criminal charges. Well, who would be charged with bringing him in? U.S. Marshal Greg Lelgedal. Well, you know what the DA just did? The AG, the Attorney General? He just posted a picture of him and Greg Lelgedal. They're good friends. They're smiling big. This is the guy who'd have to bring him in cuffs. Oh, folks, I can't wait to watch this go down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.